Mrs. Ambrosia Bloomington leaned forward, but held back an appreciative gasp as she caught sight of the creature outside her window. Sleek, muscular, and such a powerful-looking behind. The magnificent beast turned his head, allowing a glimpse of his chiseled profile. In that moment, she wished more than anything that she had learned how to ride. Perhaps after she arrived in London, if funds allowed, she could purchase a horse for herself and pay someone to teach her. She'd purchase a much smaller one than the spectacular animal outside. Not that she would ride through the streets of London. It might be harrowing to maneuver one's horse through all the traffic, but perhaps she could ride in the park. She pondered. It was one more thing amongst many that she would have to learn about living in the city where her future lay. She lowered her cup of tea onto its saucer and, with a sigh, rested her chin on her hand. She was leaving everything familiar behind, and in but a few days would begin her new life. She would miss the familiar countryside of Rockford Beach, the cliffs along the ocean, and although tedious, the comfort of routine. At the age of 26, Aubrey Bloomington was leaving her home. She would not miss most of the people who had surrounded her over the past year. Movement outside her window captured her attention once again. A man stepped out from behind the giant horse, and Aubrey jerked her spine so that she sat up straight. He was brushing the horse, rubbing his capable-looking hands along its back and side. He must be the horse's rider. Taller than average, his lean physique appeared just as honed and athletic as his mount. Aubrey licked her lips. He had copper-brown hair, barely long enough to stay put in the queue behind his head, and an errant lock dangled along his cheek. Aubrey slid her gaze up to study his strong, determined features. He was a little scruffy, as though he'd not shaved for a few days, and he smiled as he spoke to the horse. It was a smile that stirred something unfamiliar inside of Aubrey. A fine-looking creature indeed. An evergreen coat and black top hat lay casually on the ground, and Aubrey wondered if they belonged to the rider. He wore nothing over his unbuttoned waistcoat, and although the sleeves of his linen shirt were spotted with a few smudges of dirt, the garment itself remained perfectly tucked into tight-fitting breeches. The black hessians he wore seemed worn, but also well cared for. Unable to drag her eyes away from him, she couldn't help but compare the rider to the animal she'd been admiring. Both exuded unleashed strengths. She could easily imagine the two of them in battle, chain mesh protecting the horse, the rider wearing knight's armor, his brilliant cobalt eyes peering out from beneath the steel helmet. Although frightfully dangerous to his enemies, he would be charming to everyone else, but not too charming, and he would be honorable. A knight in shining armor must always be honorable. Her heart melted further when her knight kissed the giant horse just above his snout. She exhaled a deep sigh, a heartbreaker indeed. Aubrey tilted her head, thinking that such a man would not be captured by anything but true love. He would not be easily tamed. His scruffy chin and untamed shiny brown hair made him appear wild and fierce, much like the animal who pranced skittishly when a stranger walked too close. Although well-worn, his coat and breeches looked to have been well-made. He would be a man who wore them out of practicality rather than to impress.